If you're going to write a book about a high school basketball team season, Kentucky's as good a setting as any and better than most. High school basketball matters there, as Keith O'Brien found when he spent a season with the Scott County Cardinals in order to write Outside Shot, subtitled Big Dreams, Hard Times, and One County's Quest for Basketball Greatness. The author joins me now from WWNO in New Orleans. Keith, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Bill. Good to be here.
One of the first conflicts the Scott County Cardinals faced during the 2009-2010 season involved players who transferred from other schools, pretty obviously for basketball reasons. Tell us a little about how those three players were received by their teammates and the county's basketball community.
So when I moved to Scott County in 2009, one of the things that people told me prior to my move was, the gym is full, 2,000 fans, you won't believe it, they have to call the fire marshal to kick people out. And when I got there, the fans weren't there. And it took me a little while to figure out why. And ultimately, I realized what the tension was. Three of the big stars of the Scott County team had moved in from other communities. These players were all friends. They had played together on their AAU teams. They'd known each other for years. And so it had created quite a controversy, not just in Scott County, but across the state. As you know, and as your listeners may know, recruiting in high school is sort of a dirty word. It's a no-no. And the fans in Scott County turned on these kids. They were upset that their native Scott County players were not on this team. A lot of them had quit after the new players had moved in. You're talking about 17, 18, 19-year-old boys who most likely didn't make this decision themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these fans, turned oftentimes on the kids.
As you got to know the players, Keith, did you find yourself rooting especially hard for a particular young man to succeed, not only on the court but off it as well?
I feel invested in all of the main characters of this book. Will Shue, a bench warmer on this team who had no father and really no chance in life. Chad Jackson, a talented player whose father had died an early death. Jilong Nguyen, whose family had overcome a life of crime and poverty to get to where he was, and Billy Hicks, the head coach of the Scott County team, who started and grew up in a tiny little town in eastern Kentucky, again, with really no chance of success, and yet he's won over 800 games now in Kentucky and is not only one of the most iconic coaches in Kentucky, but even in the country. But for me, the player who really resonated and really stays with me even today is Dakota Uten. To face the criticism he faced, not just for transferring to Scott County, but for being a UK recruit that didn't measure up to the expectations of fans, not his expectations, not his family's expectations, but the expectations of fans, and to weather what he weathered, I think is pretty incredible. That kid essentially walked through a wall of fire there in Kentucky and somehow came out of it on the other side with a grace and a dignity that really belied his age at the time. It's really amazing to me.
Keith, Outside Shot has been called the basketball version of Friday Night Lights, Buzz Bissinger's chronicle of high school football in a Texas town. Did you have Friday Night Lights in mind when you undertook this project?
I remember exactly where I was when I read Buzz Bissinger's classic in the early 1990s. I was a freshman at Northwestern University, and I remember reading it, and I remember thinking, this is really cool. It would be great to do something like this. But in the writing of this, I didn't necessarily set out to tell a Friday Night Lights story. I think I have a story here that stands on its own, is different in a lot of ways. But if people would like to compare it to Friday Night Lights, and if that's a lot that I have to suffer in life, Bill, I will happily suffer it.
I wonder, you spent a year in Scott County. Are the citizens there more obsessed with high school basketball than the citizens of Permian, Texas are with high school football?
I've never been, so I can't make an exact comparison. These Scott County kids, are playing for something that's more than just a high school basketball game. If you do great things in Scott County as a basketball player, you will be remembered always. And that is not the case in most communities.
I don't want to give too much away about how the season you spent with the Cardinals turns out, but perhaps I won't be spoiling things if I do reveal that most of the young men you followed did not go on to succeed as college basketball players or college students. Do you have a sense of why that was?
I don't. Why that is, I can't really say. What I can tell you is, over the course of that season, many big-time college coaches came through the gym. And in one conversation with the coach from James Madison University, I asked him about, you know, the top players in Kentucky and who he was recruiting. And he said, well, I don't really know the top players in Kentucky. He said, I can name for you off the top of my head the top 10 players in the city of Philadelphia. But I can't name for you the top players in Kentucky outside of the one I'm recruiting here, which was Chad Jackson. You know, Kentucky, for all the passion it has for high school basketball and for college basketball, has in recent years not put out a ton of great college basketball players. And why that is up for some debate.
Keith O'Brien is the author of Outside Shot, Big Dreams, Hard Times, and One County's Quest for Basketball Greatness. The book is published by St. Martin's Press, and the author joined me from WWNO in New Orleans. For years, he's contributed radio stories to Only a Game. Keith, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me, Bill.